Example 9. Since my father died, I cannot find my balance. Example. My father died over a year ago, and I still haven't gotten over it. I really don't understand why I feel such grief. I hadn't lived with him for over 20 years, and in the recent past, I've rarely seen him, maybe once a year for the last several years, and then only for a brief visit. And even then, we didn't really have much to say. We had very little in common, so why would his death be so upsetting to me? Even while you're in your physical flesh, blood, and bone body, you are more a vibrational being than anything else. While the vibrations that you're offering today could be fresh and new because of what you are currently focused upon, most people carry many residual vibrations from past experiences simply because it's easier to continue the vibrational momentum of a thought than it is to choose a new direction. For example, if something had been bothering you, and you had been thinking about it for a few days, and then you engaged in conversation with someone who was in agreement with your complaint, and so joined you in a lengthy, detailed discussion about it, it would be much easier for the two of you to continue your discussion about this uncomfortable topic than to change the subject. And if others were to join you, they would most likely either be drawn into the same subject because of the intensity that the two of you had amassed, or they would get up and leave the conversation. But it is unlikely that they would be able to introduce another subject that was very far from the discussion that was already underway. In a similar way, as you are a child, in learning to offer vibrations in response to the environment that surrounds you, you become set in your vibrational ways, so to speak. And because you often remain in those environments for many years, and because your parents often set the vibrational tone of your shared home, you develop patterns of thinking, of vibrating, of responding to life that you learn in those very early years. And since it's easier to continue the momentum of those vibrations than to change them, most people, even though they eventually do leave the home of their parents, take many of those vibrational habits with them. While you are probably not aware of it, much of the way you respond to life today has a great deal to do with your very early awareness of physical life. In physical terms, you learned your worldview early on, and since it was easier to continue with it than to change it, your worldview really did not change very much as you moved through time. Now, this does not mean that you agreed with all the ideas of your parents. We actually are talking about vibrations that are even deeper than what you would call ideas. Concepts such as stability, safety, or well-being were nurtured in your early environment, even if that environment, by the standards of the world, was regarded as substandard. In fact, since all things are relative, your sense of well-being in life is deeply rooted in those early vibrations of your childhood. And, at many unconscious levels, you've been keeping those vibrations active as you've moved through time. Since the law of attraction responds to the vibration of your being, and since your current vibrations have some active patterns that reach far back into your past, you are, in that way, still tied to your past. However, you are a multifaceted being, and you're living a very full and active life now. So, while you still maintain that vibrational basis that is rooted in your childhood, your vibrational nature has matured and evolved such that today you're offering many vibrations that do not relate to your past. And since this has been a gradual evolution, you really have not noticed it. So you continue to reach into the future, aligning with the new thought patterns and maintaining your stability. That is the process of evolution that all beings experience. With the death of your father, your attention shifted from your present life to your past. In other words, for a short period of time, you focused upon, you remembered, you pondered experiences from your childhood. You talked with people you had not spoken to or even thought about in years. And in the intensity of those few days, you reactivated your vibrational past, which is not a match to your vibrational now. That is why you feel out of balance. So, your life has continued to cause you to ask for more. You have launched those continuing rockets of desire into your vibrational escrow, and you have done a pretty good job of keeping up with what you are becoming. But suddenly, with the death of your father, as you look back instead of forward, you definitely turned upstream, and that never feels good. If you are like most people, you have lived some version of the following scenario. You were born. Your life caused you to identify your own desires, but your unique desires were sometimes not found to be pleasing by your parents. They tried to guide you. Sometimes you yielded, sometimes you did not. When you felt strongly about something, you prevailed. And when they felt strongly, they prevailed. But mostly, you prevailed because it was your life, not theirs. But as long as you were doing things just to please them, or anyone, you were out of balance. And then when you did things that matched your own desire, you came back into balance. As time went on, what your parents thought about things became less of a factor in your vibrational balance because you did not discuss things with them as much. You turned your attention to things that did not involve them, and they turned their attention to things that did not involve you. It is always easier to establish and maintain the balance of your vibration when you're not trying to integrate into the mix what other people want from you. And if you'll take the time to bring your vibrations into alignment, then the law of attraction won't bring people into your experience who are out of alignment with you. But if you're not in alignment with yourself, you can attract quite an interesting mix of others. It is a common thing for a person to feel relief as they leave one uncomfortable environment, but then before they establish their vibrational balance, they plunge headlong into another relationship that has similar components to the last. Often, a girl who has a very controlling father will physically leave that environment only to then marry a very controlling husband. So, although the faces and places have changed, her overall experience remains the same. Now, let's consider the vibrational components of your relationship with your father in connection with upstream, downstream. While your relationship with your father has changed through time, and your vibrational balance regarding it has continually evolved, you have no choice other than to begin right where you are. It is likely that you'll recognize many of the thoughts that will emerge during this process as things that you've thought about in the past, things that have been lying dormant, so to speak, that have reemerged now that your father has died. It's important to understand that the fact that you're feeling emotions around the thoughts now means they're active now. And if the emotions that you're feeling are uncomfortable, that means the thoughts that are causing them are pointed upstream. And any upstream thoughts are running counter to your natural direction and the evolution of your being. So it's very helpful to soften those thoughts, find relief, and get your boat flowing in the direction of who you really are. That is your goal with this process. I feel out of sorts. I'm truly depressed. I wasn't ready for the death of my father. I had no control in that. I'm sorry I didn't spend more time with him. Neither one of us really enjoyed spending time with the other. I don't actually know what he was thinking. I don't know what he really wanted. I wish his life could have been more satisfying to him. These thoughts are a true depiction of how you currently feel, and all of them are clearly pointed upstream, and there's nothing wrong with that. Under the circumstances, it is normal. But even so, you're not going with the flow of your being. So try to find thoughts that give you relief. I always wanted a better relationship with my father. I should have tried harder. I don't know what I should have done differently. We didn't have a bad relationship. I'm not sure we even had what you would call a relationship. Not much improvement yet, but your desire to find relief is growing, and you're gathering a bit of momentum that could pay off, so keep going. Our relationship was what it was, and we're only one facet of each other's multifaceted lives. Well, I wasn't born to live my life for him, nor was he born to live his life for me. Well, maybe nothing went wrong. Maybe it just was what it was. You're feeling better. You've stopped paddling upstream for the moment. But still, I wish I could have... Upstream, try again. That was an important basis of my experience, but there's been so much more. I'm thankful for the early basis that my parents provided. I cannot go back and relive my life. I don't want to go back and relive my life. That's better. Keep going. There are so many things that I could think about. There are many positive aspects to my life experience. My past will always be a part of me, but my now is what matters most. I'm quite happy about the way my life is unfolding. I did get off to a pretty good start. There may be different layers of vibrations that will surface, but now you know what to do when they do. Often when a parent dies, your own sense of mortality is awakened and a feeling of life is too short begins to surface. There are endless scenarios that may occur that could cause you to feel moments of discomfort. But your work, whenever that happens, is to recognize that the uncomfortable thought is upstream And now, just reach for a thought that feels a little better. Often, it's not until the death of a parent that you take the time to bring your vibrations into alignment. Since a very strong basis of your vibrational offering began back then, while you were living at home with your parents, it's very common for many patterns of thought that hinder you today to be tied to that period of your life. Often the death of your parent could be a major turning point in your own life experience, if you'll take the time to identify those uncomfortable thoughts and turn them downstream into feelings of relief. Years of unrecognized patterns of resistance can easily be released through this process. It is our expectation that you will reach the place where not only will you feel better than ever in your now, but you will have established such a clear vibrational connection with the being you've evolved to that you'll be reviewing your childhood and your past through those eyes of connection. And then your childhood recollections will be the sweet memories that you've always wanted them to be. I had a wonderful childhood. It was good in so many ways. I appreciate my parents who gave me the avenue into this wonderful life. They provided the avenue and then set me free to create my own life experience. Life is good. There are many things that happen in life that have the potential of producing strong negative emotions in you as you focus upon them. And the majority of those things are completely outside of your control. You cannot prevent your father's death, and you cannot change his personality either. But by developing the pattern of always reaching for the best feeling thought you have access to right now, by caring about the way you feel and deliberately turning in the direction of your natural current, you can live a joyous experience regardless of the circumstances that surround you.